You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. As we dive on into 2017, entrepreneurs everywhere are taking the time to evaluate the business choices they've made throughout the last year. As small business owners, one of those tools is the design of a website. There are many online tools in the marketplace that help you set up a website in a couple of hours. However, these can both be daunting and expensive. A website that gets noticed, and especially that is one that is designed to sell, oftentimes takes more effort, time, and an eye for design. One company that assists in designing an affordable but unique site is Portfolio Box. Joining us today is the founder and CEO of the company, Gustav Degerman, to give us tips on how to create that perfect website that stands out. Gustav, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, a pleasure to be here.
Yes, and thanks for your time today. So, Gustav, how did the company first get started, and what is Portfolio Box, if you could get into more detail there?
Yeah, all right. So the company was actually started when I was studying at the university here in Stockholm called KTH. So there I met my partner, Hamid Aboui, and we actually decided that we should do something together first. And later we decided what we were supposed to do. So the opportunity came in 2010 when the Princess of Sweden, Victoria, was marrying Daniel. So at that time, we decided to do a wedding website service. But pretty quickly, we realized that photographers and creatives and that type of people were a much bigger and better market. So that's how we founded Portfolio Box.
If you would, what are some of the products that the company delivers?
So the main product is our online website builder. And it's like you said, it's a tool which you can use from your web browser. So basically you log into your account at portfoliobox.net, and then you can set up a website directly in the browser. It's kind of similar to like creating a LinkedIn profile, but obviously you will create a complete website with your own domain and images and e-commerce and, you know, anything like that.
Also, if you don't mind, point out the overall benefits of the product.
All right. As I mentioned, I mean, the first benefit is that the customer can set up a complete website. So they don't need to get hosting or domain name or anything like that on a separate place. They can get it all with us. And secondly, our mantra, what we focus on, is to make a simple tool that is easy to use. And the website that the user creates should be extraordinary. So obviously, we try to be in the front line of the design part of the market, so that the website that they create is really unique and beautiful. And the product also has many options for marketing and stuff like that, because our customer, what they want to do is to market themselves. So integrated in the product is a great marketing guides and other services that we so that we can help them market themselves.
And tagging on to that response, what differentiates Portfolio Box from the competitors out there in the market?
So the main difference is that Portfolio Box is actually not theme based. Almost all of the other services out there are what we call theme based, and they have a theme first approach. So the user has to select a theme and then they are kind of locked with that theme. It's if you, for example, use WordPress, it's kind of hard to modify that theme or, you know, make something truly unique. So in Portfolio Box, we are not theme-based, which means that you can have any template on any page, and you can combine pages like Lego. So, for example, if you want to have a thumbnail gallery on one page and a vertical gallery on another page, that's totally fine. So the number of combination is really big. And, I mean, you can create something truly unique with that system. So it's much more flexible. So that's the main difference between us and the competitors.
Today we are joined by Mr. Gustav Degerman, the founder and CEO of Portfolio Box, a leading CMS and website development tool for photographers and other creative people, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Gustav, what are some tips you can provide for business owners who want to create a website that stands out?
Well, there are some general advice that are also easy to follow. So I would like to go with them. And the first advice is actually to include only your best content. Many photographers and others, they want to include as many images as possible. But the website will be much more powerful if they just use their best images, their best shots. So that's the first advice. And my second advice is to make it simple for your visitors to understand what you are selling, your service. It's like with the larger companies, they try their best to make it simple for the customers to buy their product. And the same should be applied for a photographer or designer. It should be simple to understand what the service is, and it should be simple to buy. And thirdly, I would recommend the entrepreneur to not just create a website, but also market that website. Many customers, they think that, you know, it's fine with just creating a website and then customers are coming in, but they actually need to market their own website as well, for example, in social media and other places.
Something I'm sure that the listener would want to know, as well as myself, do you need any coding knowledge to create the website or websites with Portfolio Box?
No, you don't need any coding knowledge at all. I mean, all you have to do is to go to portfoliobox.net and create the account, and then it's as simple as editing your LinkedIn profile. It's just, you know, you follow the guide and you do what you follow the controls there. And there is not even a manual that you have to read. So everything is straightforward like that. So, yeah, no coding.
And that is certainly good news on that front. Now, for those in a similar business as yours, what are the three pieces of advice as an entrepreneur that helps make you successful?
Well, first of all, I recommend the entrepreneurs to follow their interests. I think that it's very hard to be good at something that you don't like to do. So, for example, if you're a sport person or something like that, you know, you really love, for example, football. And the same should be with the entrepreneurs. If they invest their time and energy in something they like to do, something they love, you know, it's going to be much easier. So that's my first advice. And my second advice is actually to focus on the learning process. I mean, we all make errors, and I mean, failure is actually a part of the game. So I always write down my experiences and I try to learn from that. And I think that's a good advice, not only because it makes me better, but also because, you know, this attitude actually makes me feel better. Then I can be out there and it can be a shitty day, but I can still, you know, I can still smile and think that at least I learned something. So that's the second advice. And my third advice is actually to not work too hard. I think that many people believe that entrepreneur needs to work 80 hours per week and, you know, they need to work all the time. But I don't actually agree to that because, as I say, I think it's important to have joy in what you do. And nothing is fun if you work yourself to death. So it's better to, you know, sometimes when I want to continue working on the weekends or the evenings, I tell myself to quit working and then, you know, I'm more excited the next day. So those are my three advices.
Certainly is some good advice, and I like those three pieces of advice that you shared, and I really appreciate that. Now, shifting gears back to the business portfolio box, what is your pricing structure?
Well, it's quite simple. We have a premium module, which means that you start with a free account, and you can try all the templates, etc. But if you want to upload more than 30 images, or if you want to use all the templates after 30 days, or if you want your own domain name, you can upgrade to the pro account. So there's only one pro account, and that account is approximately $83 per year, or $8.9 if you choose to pay monthly.
And that is very, very affordable. Sounds like an awesome value at a great price. Where can listeners get more information on Portfolio Box?
Well, you can find all the information at our website, www.portfoliobox.net. So, yeah, all the information is collected there.
Well, Gustav, we certainly have appreciated your time. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
And it certainly was our pleasure. We have been speaking with Mr. Gustav Deggermann, the founder and CEO of Portfolio Box, a leading CMS and website development tool for photographers and other creative people. And for more information, simply visit portfoliobox.net. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app, your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.